Alright, now good evening to you guys. If you joined, hope you guys are great. Alright, now I'll be watching on the TV right now as far as US dollar is concerned. I finally got it, alright? Now these dumbass racists in the United States, they kept lying most years to riches and them trying to bet for my money as if they dumbasses are entitled to something. Instead of people kissing the United States' ass, they're laughing at the United States. They're laughing at Musty and they're laughing at these old delusional dumbass racists, right? Okay, for so long, the whole world has kissed the United States' ass when these racists cry the sky is green, despite the sky clearly being blue, right? They're so used to different countries kissing their asses because of the dominance of America, but it's just not like that, not as far as money is concerned. I kept saying that, okay, now, by Jesus pouring out because I have no power, right? Now, up against my money, the United States is not a superpower to the fact that Musty and all of them kept getting up, and these races have been crying and screaming for over a year now, and nobody's kissing their asses, they're laughing at them scoring. Because the United States, with this mentality and the racist clowns that are in it, are so used to people kissing their asses. I got it. You know, okay. Lord, I'm some hell I'm thinking about it right now. That's the Lord, as far as like the United States calling different countries, making demands. These shithole racists start demanding my money be sent back here as if they nasty asses understood their greenness or them trying to steal. They're so used to the whole world kissing their asses, these old nasty-ass, crappy racists. Does that make sense? And when the whole world did not kiss their asses, and they're finally being told no, does that make sense? So right now, that's the Lord. They looking stupid. Just like when they got told, like, yesterday night that Musty is not the richest and stop fucking lying because these racists are so used to lying to people's faces and then having the rest of the world go along with it because they're so shitty trying to control everything, including the dollar. They cannot do that. That's why they're getting like a shock of reality check for over a year now. Every time they try to demand that people kiss their ass, they demand that they can lie to people's faces, and they're telling them, no, I got it. All right, now because the U.S. Trying to dominate everything, including using the dollar for dominance. Does that make sense? I have a better understanding of it. I mean, good God, I know, like, I'm like, you know, where the hell are these racists? These racists pop their asses up as if they can twist history, as if they can lie to get their way, as if people are supposed to kiss their asses. And they expect the entire world to follow suit. I'm like looking at this like, you know, in like a fog. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why do these racists expect the whole world that they can lie to their faces? You know, about Musty being the richest, that's funny. That make me laugh. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now as far as like, I mean, I have nothing to say. That Musty ain't got nowhere near an octillion dollars. Can't make an octillion dollars. I mean, let me say this right now, but with disclaimer there. Only Father God, Jehovah the Lord, Jesus the Lord, Holy Spirit can pour an octillion dollars. I don't have power like that. Does that make sense? All right, now, but when these racists kept like standing up, trying to demand people lie to them, they tried to demand that people lie for them. When these racists kept standing up, demanding that they can lie to people's faces and they're supposed to still kiss their asses, and people telling these little clown ass racists in the United States, no. All right, now when these racists are demanding my money be sent back here, like usually these shitty racists in the United States, I got it. They have threatened nations, they have weaponized the dollar, and they're demanding my money be sent back here. And they're so used to being told yes despite them being wrong. They're so used to being told yes despite being racist and shitty. They're so used to being told yes despite the way they have treated other countries like shit. Look at how these racists just murdered Israelis with U.S. taxpayers' money while hiding terrorists in Gaza, telling Israel to look in other places, lying the intelligence said it. Does that make sense to right now? Because some stupid-ass Nazi have seen what his predecessors doing, how shitty these racists have treated other parts of the world. Right, so they do wrong, they know they're wrong, but they expect the rest of the world to kiss their asses and say they're right. When they start being told no, my money is not coming back here because I don't want it back here, and the rest of the world don't want it back here because these dumbass racists are delusional, right? They've been kissing people have been kissing their asses while they have been making, you know, spoil bratty demands, right? The United States is like a spoil brat, right? The racists that are running into the ground are like spoil brats, making demands, knowing damn well they're wrong. It's not their money, not just that, with how they have, you know, treated other nations, been shitty to other nations. And then, like, you know, they kept popping up, these dumbass racists kept popping up saying Musty is the richest. I could not understand. I'm like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, Musty can't even pass $1 trillion. You're putting his face on everything. He's not earning the accomplishment. This, you know, the extraction ripple by Jesus giving it, because I don't have power to make an $1 trillion, but Lord Jesus does. It's Lord Jesus' accomplishment, not mine. Lord Jesus has taken the ripple handily across the $1 trillion, right? No company in the United States of America is even, there's not even a trillion in the United States except myself. Does that make sense? Or right? No, but don't count my money with the United States. These dumbass racists popped up and lied to people's faces and expected people to lie back to them because they're so stupid. They have done that for generations where people have, like, kissed their asses despite them lying to their faces and accept their bullshit. Now, this time, it was opposed. They being told to stop lying. Musty is not the richest and to sit down. They begging and people telling them no. It's like the United States is a small, bratty-ass kid that's not being used to being told no. I got it as far as the United States is concerned. Shit, listen to some of this stuff with how the United States says harm to the nation, weaponized, dollar sanctions. Listen to some of the shitty stuff that these old clown-ass racists have done to people in the United States. I told you, the United States up against my money is not a superpower. Every time they go out there and try to lie to people's faces, twist history, they being told no and they being laughed at, and they're not used to it. I write now because the United States has behaved like a spoiled child. Do you understand what I'm saying? I write now as far as, like, you know, this brattiness and this entitlement with these shitty racists think they can lie to people's faces, harm of the nations, sanction of the nations, weaponize the dollar. They don't have more money up against my money. They're not a superpower up against it. By Jesus' goodness, I write now, they're doing stuff that's not right, basically. To steal is not right. To be racist is not right. To treat people like shit is not right. To do all these things is not right. Morally, right? As a human, you know, that knows right from wrong, right? Does that make sense? Right? No, hell, even kids know right from wrong. So don't make excuses about grown-ass people, these old clown-ass racists not knowing right from wrong, these shitholes like T.D. Jakes and these shithole racists. But when they're being told no, they can't steal because of Jesus. Their money is not a superpower up against money, first and foremost, it's because of Jesus. When they're being told no, Musty is not the richest. They're basically trying to trick a line to people's faces, expecting people to kiss their asses. They're being told they're delusional to sit down. They're being told no. The United States, despite its shittiness, its awfulness, its disrespect and its horrible treatment of other people and other nations, especially people of color, are being told no and being told they're wrong and not right. Because the United States is so used to people kissing their asses, and these damn racists are so used to people kissing their asses and they're being told no. You know, I think it's like sending a shock to their system, you know. That's what's been going on. Okay, good God of mercy. I can't believe I didn't catch and think about that before. You know, I write now, that's the Lord. I write now. It's really something to behold. But yeah, I don't want my money back in the United States. And clearly the rest of the world don't even diss us as to why. You've got the United States and the racists, and these clowns are so shitty as if they can make demands and people supposed to kiss their asses despite them being flat out wrong. I write now, that's the Lord. I write now, you know, what's up, right? You know, based on people historically, you know, the United States feeling tight that people should kiss their asses. It's just not like that anymore. You have a bunch of racists losing their screw and crying and screaming, you know, because they're being told no because they're wrong, right? That is why, right? People are not kissing the United States ass and these racists being told no, right? It doesn't mean there's something wrong with the world. It's just that they're telling these old clown son of a bitches no because they're wrong. All right, no, they can't weaponize the dollar. Oh, my God, have mercy. They don't, up against my money, the United States is not a superpower. It's not something they're saying. Statistics, factually, look at the wealth, right? And I own Ripple. Does that make sense right now? But the Lord Jesus pointed out how they these races were willing to frame, lynch, lie, steal, do all manner of evil, make threats because they so fucked up and racist. All right, now, these racists try to stand their dumbasses up and say, the sky is green, the sky is green. And everybody could clearly say the sky is blue, and they're telling their asses now the sky is blue. And despite them lying to people's faces, they want people to kiss their ass. They being told, no, the sky is blue. These racists are looking stupid because they're so used to kissing people's asses. The racists are so used to people kissing their asses despite them being flat out wrong because of the weaponization of the United States and the dollar. I get it, right? I write, oh, so that's why these racists keep popping up talking about Musty being the richest like they damn stupid and people telling them to sit their delusional mad asses down, right? I think all the names here, right? So, you know, what races will be popping up to volunteer to reveal themselves, right? You know. Lord have mercy, all right? I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking about it right now. That's for the Lord, all right? No, so that's what you've been having about them trying to pretend Musty is the richest. Clearly, he's not. He's nowhere near $1 trillion. He doesn't even have $1 billion in cash. What a joke that is. All right, no, that's for the Lord, all right? No, but, you know, more than anything, yes, these races used to lie to people's faces, testing the water. Can they still lie to people's faces? Can they still lie that people go along with them? Can they still lie that people kiss their asses? And they're telling their asses no. And they hate it because it's just the new reality of what the United States is. I'm not sending money back here. Clearly, this is why the rest of the world don't want it back here. Because how fucked up these races are wanting people to kiss their ass and nobody's kissing their asses. I'm sure it's hell not to kiss your ass because I don't have to. I'm sure it's hell not kissing your asses because I don't have to, right? So these races are shocked and mad because they expect the rest of the world as usual to kiss their asses. They don't treat people right. And they're not kissing their asses. They bully people. They weaponize the dollar and all manner of stuff that these old nasty-ass races have been doing for generations far before my time. I'm 41 years old. But far before my time, how a racist just did the Israeli people. He lied about the intelligence. He worked with terrorists, the Iranians. I write now, this man had millions of dollars in, from the U.S., and, you know, he flushed the Iranian government, murder, killer, terrorist Biden. Did all this evil to the Israeli people without provocation. The racists been doing this shit to different countries and different people. And despite being wrong, like they told the United States, they're not going to keep by the secret of murdering the Israelis. They did tell them that, right? They're not going to, switch around the news coverage because the United States expect people to kiss their ass despite these assholes being flat out wrong like they're stupid. And they're getting told nobody's kissing their asses and nobody's hiding this stupid-ass racist murdering Israeli people. The United States is so used to doing evil shit like this that's flat wrong and people kissing their asses because the weaponization of the United States and the dollar. Because people are not sending my money back here and they're not kissing these old clown racist asses. You know, they're not lying. These racists can't lie to their face and say, look, the sky is green, about Musty being the richest. Like, look, the sky is green. And people like saying, what the hell are you talking about? The sky is green. It's clearly blue. Because the United States don't have that throw, that power anymore to do that. You have a bunch of racists that are shell-shocked, crying and screaming, right? That has me. What's going on, right? Right now, I'm not kissing shit. I ain't got to kiss nothing about these damn racists. That means I'm not giving their asses any money. And this is what I'm saying as far as the racist is concerned. I'm not empowering these shitholes. Look at them. They're on display before the whole world. This son of a bitch murdered Israelis like he didn't do anything, and he want the whole world to bend news coverage because he expect them to kiss this racist-ass country's ass, and people are telling his nasty old ass no. They told his shitty old ass to resign. They actually did tell this bitch to resign, right? You have to get my language, just that makes sense right now. Because the racists in the United States are so used to kissing their ass, right? The racists in the United States do wrong shit, do evil shit, do foul shit, and they're so used to the rest of the world feeling the need like they should kiss their asses despite these racists being flat out wrong. They told his ass to leave this time. They didn't kiss his ass, right? Not just that the sanctioning of the dollar, the weaponization of the dollar against people of color, against other nations, that's not right. How the United States has treated people, how the United States has weaponized itself against other peoples and other nations, right? I right know the racism in the United States, the depravity, depraved behavior. But the United States is so used to lying to people's faces and have people going along with it. The United States is so used to doing all manner of shit like this Nazi killer murderer racist stuck his hands to Israel and murdered Israeli people. He wanted people to lie on the news about him not doing anything and then say somebody else is the mastermind. Because these racists have already always operated fucked up like that while wanting people to kiss their asses and lie to the whole world to protect the identities of these clown-ass racists, wanting to be right because the United States has so, treated people like they can do anything, and it's just fading away. They cannot do that anymore. So you got a bunch of racists standing up saying the sky is green, they being told it's blue, and to sit down, they can't stand it. I'm sure it's not enriching these assholes, and this is my point about not enriching these racist assholes or people like T.D. Jakes. It's because of how the United States is and how it mistreats people, how these fucked up racists mistreat people. And because they're being told no, they can't stand it. I thank God for Jesus. Clearly nobody wants my money back here, and I sure as hell don't, right? What's up? It's not going back here. Just sure as Jesus live clearly, right? And I was saying, I'm like these little dumbass racists. And they were saying, sell it wholesale. I'm like, you dumbasses don't even own a supply chain to make no demand. You don't own something. How can you make demands on something you do not own? You do not own a supply chain. How can you dare say wholesale for a supply chain that's not yours? And God, Lord, please give me for the cussing, but you've had racists treat people like shit across this world. So used to people kissing their asses despite these assholes being flat out evil, godless, heartless, and wrong. That's why they kept popping their stupid asses up for over a year, and they kept begging or didn't stop their money because they're so used to people kissing their dumb asses, and they're not doing that. Right? Me neither. I'm not helping these racists be great. This is as to why. I'm not sending money back here. Clearly, the rest of the world don't want it back here either. Finally, the racist, by Jesus' voice and his goodness, and right now, by Jesus' righteousness, God is not a God if you're black or white. He didn't care about that. He's a God of righteousness. Clearly, people are telling these assholes to their faces the sky is not green, it's blue, and they hate it. And that nobody's empowering their nasty asses to keep doing this. Does that make sense for more and more generations? Does that make sense? Clearly, they have just went bankrupt holding it back because nobody can help these shitty assholes with their fraud. They're going to really lose all their money. To the fact they're willing to frame knowing that the power dynamic has changed across the entire planet. I write because the Lord clearly got tired of it. I don't have the power to do nothing like that. But this is my point with the United States about not enriching these shitty racists to be great. And they can't lie and bully the rest of the world anymore. And they can't lie the sky is green and expect people to play along with them and kiss their ass. And they told them to sit their sorry asses down. It's a good feeling to see. I hope you guys are well. Good evening. Thank you guys so much.